Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome, are not murdery radishes or murdery radishes? What are we? Not my radishes. They're not mine. That's
well,
all.
Well, we know that. We know for sure they're not my
How about
radishes.
Nocturnal murder radishes.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Just something to think about. But welcome to NMR, everyone. This is usually our not murder related, if you're just joining us, our not murder related 20 minute conversation of John and I catching up essentially about all things silly and stupid.
Well, let's be honest. We kind of scheduled this into our week so we can catch up with our own, like with our friendship. This is mine and Darren's friendship pouring out into a microphone, and you guys are getting it. Literally, you're hearing what we would be talking about if it was like a phone call. So that's literally what it is.
That's actually true. It's like very loose. Like, I'm not even confident we ever edit these.
Never.
Never.
Unless something goes truly haywire.
You're getting us raw.
By the way, we say it's not murder related, but this first thing is murder related because, Darren, I've been absolutely loving listening back to your new show, Betrayal with Darren Karp, which you can find Mondays wherever you listen to podcasts.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, guys. Like, I feel like I don't want to show my desperation, but because it's with a new network and John is attached to it, so I'm feeling even more so like this, that like the more that people can at least just download it and rate and review and subscribe it, that's literally the way that the bosses from above get to see how well John and I are doing. So it's...
That's true.
If you like us, or even, hell, if you only like John, which is
easy
to do.
Or if you don't like us, for that matter.
Or if you don't like John and you just like me, or you hate us. So just take a second to click that button for
me. At least
me
check it
subscribe.
Out. You know what
and
I mean?
Check it out. Yeah. It could be amazing. And we've had some pretty incredible guests on.
That,
this
yeah.
last Monday was Patrick Hines, that everyone knows from True Crime Obsessed.
Such a
he was
fun
amazing.
Episode.
We had Rabia Chaudhry on. Like, we've had Natalie Petrozello, who's actually been on this podcast.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and
we're hitting them all.
And lots more surprises and fun guests to come. So, including some pretty big names that most of you are going to know. So you got to check it out.
Yes.
Darren, how has the response been? Like, have people been messaging you like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with this?
Yeah, people have been saying like, some people have been commenting like, oh, do I have a betrayal for you?
Oh, really?
Or like, you got to hear about my love life, which is pretty great.
Oh my God. We need to set up like a website for people to submit their own betrayals or something.
Yeah, you know, and then that's the thing about this case is like everyone has been betrayed in their life. You know, obviously to different extent. I mean, we're talking here like murder and crime. But even with love lives or parents or bosses or coworkers or friends, you know, in some way, I think we've all kind of dealt with that. So it really is a macabre theme. But these episodes are really a labor of love, and I'm obsessed with them. So I really hope you guys like them as much as John and I enjoyed producing and hosting them.
Yeah, we've put a lot of time and effort into this to Betrayal with Darren Karp. So please do check it out. It's really, truly awesome. And you really can support mom and dad in a different way, which is always nice. By the way, Darren, before we move on, I did want to give a quick little shout out to our friend Danny Pellegrino, who we love.
Oh, hey, Danny Pellegrino.
Danny,
oh, my God.
Go ahead.
He's iconic, is he not?
Everything about him is iconic, which is why his show, Everything Iconic, is available wherever you're listening to podcasts. He was very sweet and gave us a little bit of an endorsement the other day on his show when I was listening to it. And I was like, oh my God, what a nice human being. If you love pop culture, Bravo, Darren, Real Housewives, etc., Danny,
he's the authority on it all.
He's the authority of it all. He has a book coming out, which I pre-ordered. I just really love him. And it's so funny. Like, Darren, you have a separate kind of connection with him, like in terms of the Bravo stuff, but I've known Danny for almost
years.
15 years or something like that, because I am like very good, almost best friends with his fiance, and I've known Danny long before he ever had a podcast. And it's just so funny because his fiance Matt and I, you know, we've talked almost literally every day for years. They live in LA. And like, I remember him being like, yeah, Danny's launching a podcast soon. It's going to be about like Bravo stuff. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And like, Darren, you and I were like knee deep into podcasting at that point, I believe. And he has since just risen to heights that every podcaster hopes that they can. So he definitely doesn't need our endorsement, but we just wanted to give him some love. And you guys have to go pre-order his book, which is coming out in March. It's on Amazon. I will link it in our show notes. He's just such a great guy. And I just wanted to say thanks, Danny, for giving us some love on your show.
Yeah, Danny, I texted him afterwards and I was just like, I love you. We love you. Thank you so much. He's just such iconic. A sweet guy. So,
you know, and that's the other thing too about him is it's not just pop culture, you know, like craziness. It's like, he's such a nice guy and he really brings that to the show. He brings peace and joy and happiness, and it's not ever like catty and uncomfortable. That's that like branding, if for lack of a better word, I just really am drawn to that. So check out Everything Iconic wherever you listen to podcasts if you can. And that's not just a literal plug. Like, we just love him. So
no, we genuinely do. By the way, John, last week when we recorded, did I give you a full recap of my trip out?
I don't remember. I was going to say we both have been traveling, but why don't we just recap our trips and just hear what's going on, if nothing else?
Yeah, so I was in, I'll just give you guys a little rundown, because I was in San Francisco at Outside Lands, which awesome.
Which is what? What is that for people who
don't music festival in Golden Gate Park, and the headliners for the day, it was The Strokes, Lizzo, and Tame Impala.
Oh my God.
Big fans of them. So Nadine got us these awesome passes that kind of put us up front, which was so cool. And so we just got to sit like front row at these concerts and got to see Glass Animals, which I like, Krungbin, which is a great band. So it was perfect. Like everything, it was like a little chilly in the air, you know, and I kind of like that because especially, you know, I don't know if you've been keeping up with what happened at Travis Scott's Astroworld concert with just horribleness around that. And I don't, honestly, I don't know. I think they're still trying to figure out exactly what went down there.
Just to recap really quickly, like there was a festival.
There's like in Houston, and there was a surge front. You know, once you started performing, it was kind of like the worst kind of mosh pit I think you can kind of ask for. People got trampled. Ugh. A couple people OD'd. Young kids, though. One kid has permanent brain damage.
Yeah. Was this the same week that you were in San Francisco?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So you must have been, like, on red alert about that type of
thing. Well, I didn't hear about it until after the festival, because I really wasn't on my phone. You know, I wasn't – and I think it happened same week, or it definitely happened the week that I was out in L.A. and San Francisco. Despite that actually happening, and obviously there's going to be more reports on that, and John and I can cover it. We had a great time at our music festival, and then we went to Napa, which I'd never been to, for 4 days and stayed at this awesome resort and got to go to a bunch of wineries, which was really cool.
Oh, yes. You were talking about the coffee cheese.
Ugh.
Which was really good.
Coffee cheese.
I couldn't remember if we talked about all that. And then you mentioned the wine and cheese.
And then we
thing.
Bought it the next day for my parents' best friends who we stayed with on Thursday night. And they were like obsessed with it too.
Oh my God. Can we buy this online? I literally want to buy that.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up and I'll send it to you.
Okay, do that. That would be amazing. Because, you know, I just had finished off that bottle of coffee whiskey on a recent full episode. So, like, I don't know. Maybe that's too much coffee. You know, like coffee whiskey, coffee cheese. Maybe that's too much. But, yeah, you had mentioned at least somewhere along the way here when we were recording about the coffee cheese. But anything else to recap? Because I know you were gone for the whole week. So
the only other thing that was really special and if you guys looked at my Instagram, you could kind of see a little bit of this. But Nadine's a huge Peanuts fan, specifically Snoopy. Just loves Snoopy. Always been her thing.
Andy Cohen is like that as well, right?
Yes, he is. The Charles M. Schulz Museum, you know, obviously the cartoonist who did it, is in Santa Ana. So it's about an hour outside Napa. Just through Andy connections, I know a lot of people at Peanuts, and they've sort of become my friends. And I know the head of communications over there. So I text her. I was like, you know, I want to do this thing. I want to get a tour, something for Nadine. And we went on the day that the museum was closed. So we had the entire museum to ourselves. And we got a private tour from Jeannie Schultz, which is Charles Schultz's wife. So we got a private tour from her. Whole museum was closed down for us. We got to go into like the vault and the archives and see the original comic strips from the 50s that no one really gets to see. So we got to see a lot of stuff that the fans don't, that the normal like visitors don't get to see. And it was very, very special. They even gave us, Nadine's a big Lucy fan. So they even gave us these like Lucy cutouts that they had used in an exhibit.
Oh,
so we shipped
God.
Them home. So I'll take a picture for you guys. But it was truly just like a very touching, very fun experience. I mean, the whole museum was closed down. And if you get a chance to go, like literally, this is one of the coolest museums. If you're a Peanuts fan.
Sounds like it, yeah.
It is incredible. And often people tell me I look like Peppermint Patty. So I wear that with pride. Maybe I am Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, maybe
I don't
you
know.
Are. Yeah, yeah.
But we got to learn about her origin story. And
she has an origin story? Is she a Marvel character? That's
amazing.
Well,
a lot of them are named after his real-life friends. Like Charlie Brown was named after an actual real-life friend of his.
Really? That's fascinating.
Yes. Linus and Lucy, and they're all named after people, as is Peppermint Patty. So you kind of get to learn the history of the actual characters.
That's amazing. Did you happen to tell Andy that you did all that? Like, is he jealous and like wants the same treatment or...
He's been there and he's met Jeannie, so...
So you're catching up to him, basically.
Yes, I'm trying to be Andy Cohen, but it was very, very nice and just so fun.
Let me ask you this. Was this some sort of, not gift, but like an anniversary trip or anything like that? Or was it just for fun?
Kind of. It kind of was an anniversary trip, but it was really just like she's been gone for so long. We don't have any time to go away together. And so it was like kind of this sweet spot week where I know that we could work. And also it was a good time to go there. She had just gotten back. So that was kind of the reason for the trip.
And not to go deep into your relationship or anything like that, please stop me if you don't want to talk about things, but she is gone because she is a producer, right? So she's like out making television shows that we all watch.
Exactly.
Just to give some fans some listeners some context there. Well, that sounds amazing, Darren. I'm so glad you got some time off. I don't remember the last time you even took time like that. Like, when was the last trip you took like that?
I really don't. I mean, I hop back and forth from LA, but I really don't.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a trip since Crete, which was 2 years ago.
Well, I was just thinking.
Exactly 2 years ago.
I was thinking that whenever you were texting me from San Francisco, because I was thinking, I haven't been on an airplane since 2019 at some point. I'd have to really go in and look, but. Yeah, it's been a couple years for me, and it's just weird just because of COVID and all that. I've just avoided it, you know, obviously.
Totally.
But I know for you it's different. You have to travel a lot for work and different things like that. But I'm really looking forward to what my first, like, big trip will be. But I did take a trip recently. I did go to Pittsburgh last weekend. Did I tell you about this?
Fun. Yeah. What did you there to see friends? Or?
Yeah, kind of. So Pittsburgh is only about 2 hours from where I live in Maryland at the moment. And, you know, being a New Yorker, as much as I do love being in my hometown, I really do. It's nice to see family and friends and live a small town life for a little while. I am a city boy at heart. You know what I mean? I've got to go be around people. I got to feel the buzz of life. That's just me. But so, you know, Darren, I love Marvel. And the new movie Eternals came out. We spoke about it on a recent NMR, I believe. And I really, really wanted to see it on an IMAX screen, and the closest one was Pittsburgh. And so I have a handful of friends that live in Pittsburgh who are dear, dear, dear friends. Matt, Victor, I have several other friends. So I made a little trip out of it. I drove up after work one night, got an Airbnb, and worked from my Airbnb for a couple of days, and then spent Saturday there. But yeah, I went and saw the movie. By the way, it's not getting the best reviews by critics, but I will say Marvel fans seem to really, really love it. So
I will say, and I have a lot of nerd friends, and I listen to
yes,
a lot of podcasts and I have nerdy things in it. So
that's right.
This one guy that I listened to, Peter Suderman, who was the literal, he's like you in Marvel Universe. Like he just knows everything. Like he always goes to see it. He watches every movie 900 times. He said Eternals was horrendous.
It was not horrendous. I was just talking, you know, our friend Dan from TV BFFs, the amazing show you should go listen to right now. He and I are also big Marvel fans, and we both loved it. And, like, we both have a very critical eye. I will not tell you that I love something just because I have a history of loving it by any means. But I will say, like, it was a long movie. It was longer than most Marvel movies. It was a new kind of experiment in terms of scope of the movie. And there were a lot of people, frankly, in this movie. And so there were a lot of things that weren't perfect about it. But don't get me wrong, it is not a perfect movie. But I will say this.
This is, like, the one with Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie, right? Yes, as Thena. I knew that would be your reference point. You love her.
I mean, she's not good looking, so that's a problem.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
If she was good looking, I might care
then
about
you
her.
Might
you know,
care.
But Angelina Got Jolie, it. I mean, scum of the earth.
She's so casual, right?
Yeah. She's so casual.
Well, but I will say, just the last little bit about this, because I know I talk about Marvel probably too much on the show, but I rarely, if ever, have, like, choked up or especially not cried in Marvel movies. Like, for some reason, I've always been like, this is sci-fi. I love watching it. I love the stories. But it never really, none of them have really resonated on a really deep emotional level, if that makes sense. But this one had me choked up a couple of different times. And to me, that is the sign of a good story, right? Like, if you're feeling emotionally connected to what you're seeing, I think it's a good story. So, listen, it is what it is. I don't think it's a perfect movie. I think sometimes critics tend to jump on Marvel because they have such a track record of success that, like, anything that isn't overtly perfect, you know, is going to get panned in some way or another. But I really enjoyed it, and so did my friend Victor, who I went to see it with. So that's my review.
Okay.
But I also want to say it was so fun. Like, the Airbnb I stayed in, by the way, I don't stay in a ton of Airbnbs. I know you do, right, Darren? Like, you book from time to time.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
I do. I like them.
I highly recommend Pittsburgh Airbnbs because all of them looked really great for the price point I was looking at. I just felt so comfy. And I was like, I would just, like, rent this Airbnb if I could. Like, you know what I mean? If I ever wanted to live in Pittsburgh, I was like, I just would want to live in this one. Everything's just exactly what I want. But yeah, I made some new friends. We went out to karaoke on Friday night, late at night, and I did not sing. I just want to make that clear, which I know is a surprise to everyone listening, because I sing or talk about people who do sing, like David Archuleta, very often. But no, I didn't sing. But it was a really fun time in Pittsburgh. And yeah, Darren, I'm just happy to hear that we're both out here taking trips and having fun and feeling energized by the world around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it does feel nice to kind of have that again. I mean, certainly in New York, it's, I'm not saying back to normal, because I think we're still, you know, remote and everything like that. But I would say outside of maybe just working remotely, you can live a pretty pandemic-y kind of life here, except now in New York, you have to show your vaccination card everywhere you go.
That's right.
To places. So,
that's
right.
You got to make sure you're vaccinated. And by the way, this is our little plug. Please get vaccinated to help make everything feel normal again. That would be nice.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
One last thing. We just want to say thank you to our Patreon fans. If you you can support us for as little as $5 a month, and you can get even cheaper rate on that if you subscribe for a whole year. So thank you for those who have already subscribed.
It's a good holiday gift. Good holiday
gift. I was just
thinking
that. I was like, there might be someone who's listening that wants to get Patreon and hasn't yet. Now would be the time to do that. We're posting there a lot.
Yeah. And as an own personal plug, just because this is one, watch me on Good Morning America on Saturday.
On Saturday morning, Darren is going to be on Good Morning America, everybody.
And please
what?
Download and subscribe to Betrayal with Darren Carr. Sorry,
Darren,
we did that
at the top of the show.
I just had to add at the end. John.
The thing is, you're working so much. You're working so much.
It.
Yeah. By the way, what are you doing on Good Morning America? Like, what are you going to talk about?
I just got the list of topics that I think I'll be talking about. Hold on, sir.
Is it me?
It's John, and John.
Oh, love it.
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Okay, what's that?
Red, Taylor's version, you know, Taylor Swift's new shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then Olaf Presents.
wait, go back to Taylor. What? She's releasing new shit? Like, what does that mean?
Well, it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
so
you don't love her. Okay.
I know, I love her. I'm just not a Swifty.
Okay, fair enough, but, you know,
I'm not
may be. She's pretty popular.
I guess. No, I mean, it's her new album. I'm excited to listen to it. I'm to be fair, and I know this sounds bad, I'm really looking forward to Adele's album.
Like, oh my God, me too.
I finally listened to Easy on Me, and it was so good. Nadine was like, can you not play this for the 900th time today? Like, I kept singing it. Like, it was just like, you're replaying this and only this. I need variety, and that's a fair point.
You should throw in David Archuleta's new song called Beast. Highly recommend. Throw it into the playlist, Darren.
Is he looking for a beast?
Listen, don't even get me started on aren't these, we all? Like, double aren't entendres, because, yeah, aren't you... we all? Exactly.
Exactly.
By the way, one last thing real quick before we finish, because I do feel I need to say this. I wasn't going to mention it, but now that we have a little bit of time before we wrap up, I just want to say. So David Archuleta is coming to New York City. Before we freak out, he's also doing a meet and greet. Now, two people have messaged me, and I didn't even know this, by the way. Two people messaged me separately, and they were like, oh my fucking God, David Archuleta is going to be in New York City. He's doing a meet and greet. You have to meet him. I will buy you tickets. And I said, hold on. I appreciate that love, and I appreciate that you not only would buy me the ticket, but think to message me about this.
Wow.
But a meet and greet setting is not how I want to meet him, if that makes sense.
You want personal dinner?
Not even that. Like, it's not even that. It's just I want to avoid the awkwardness of him working and me being what is likely the millionth person in that line giving him his number. You know what I'm saying?
No, and listen, like, I understand, because when I saw Julie Louis-Dreyfus at a live show of Fleabag, and my friends were like, go up to her. I was like, I don't want to be the 900th million person to be like, I'm your biggest fan, and then her not remember me. I was like, I need to meet her in an actual setting.
That's
and then
it.
Literally a year later, I did. So
I was just going to say, I was thinking that wasn't the same time you actually did meet her.
Yeah.
So you actually did go on to meet her. No, it's different maybe for you. Like, I could see that actually being okay for you, because you aren't trying to marry her. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very different thing for me. It's a whole separate set of circumstances. I would like to, like, be on his health insurance.
Now you're thinking big picture.
I'm thinking big picture. Like, I would like to be, like, the co-owner on the title of a car with him. I would like our toothbrushes to face each other. And fine, I don't care if they even touch. Like, you know, I'm thinking bigger picture. And I just don't think approaching him at a meet and greet and saying, hey, would you like to go in on a mortgage together, is the perfect place for that. So, but that doesn't mean... that
you want to be his house husband.
Not even that. Like, listen, I love to work, so I'm not looking to, like, hang out and, like, reap his the benefits of his life. But should we get a dog and a cat and, like, name them together? Absolutely. There's no reason we shouldn't.
Would it be
that?
By the way, just as an aside, because I'm always thinking of good dog and cat names, and I'm always, like, telling, like, Nadine, what do you think about this name? Uh-huh. What do you think about the dog and cat name Pete and Repeat?
That is a very Darren Karp,
like,
style.
Pete and Repeat went to the bar, you know, like, Pete left out, who do you have? And it's like, Repeat, because I think Nadine did that joke to me the other day. I was like, a stupid little thing. And I was like, Pete and Repeat's kind
of
a cute name.
It's actually very cute. It's very cute. But back to me.
Sorry, back to you and David Archuleta's
for the millionth time.
Animals.
No,
please,
I know.
Go.
I'm just joking. But my only thing I'm gonna say is that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to find him in New York City and approach him if he's taking a walk in the park.
Oh, good.
You know, like that.
A light
Let's keep our eyes open for David Archuleta in New York City. At the very least. Okay, I've talked so much about him, and Darren, I was just joking. Please, if you get two animals, name them Pete and Repeat and make Patreon.
You make me feel seen. All right. John, you make me feel seen.
That's what I do here on the show.
All right. That's it for Not My Radishes.
Not My Radishes. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in, and tune in Sunday for a very interesting episode.
Yes, one that gave me childhood nightmares.
Oh, God.
You'll see what it's all about.
That's right.
Until then, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.